from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ Signature Systems and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses. I've seen their operation. We've done our show from their headquarters. The people, the technology, they're so impressive. So if you're tired of outdated, slow, and inefficient point-of-sale systems, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ Signature Systems, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything: mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS, it's the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. And whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll customize a POS solution for your business. Trust me. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa. Phillies snapping a 4-game skid with Kyle Schwarber leading the way.
As Edward Cabrera kicks and deals in the pitch, swung on, hit in the air, left field. Going back on it is Stowers at the wall. It's gone! And he has turned it around with one swing of the bat. Kyle Schwarber, a grand slam, and the Phillies now lead it 6-5.
Scott Fransky, the call. Phils would go on to beat the Marlins 9-5. Phillies are 22-3 this season with Schwarber homers per Jason Stark. Eagles with their second preseason game tonight at the Patriots, 7 p.m. And you can catch that live here on 94 WIP. Earn up to 20 times slot dollar multipliers every Tuesday and Wednesday in August at Borgata. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Weather brought to you by Lexus of Cherry Hill, family owned and operated. Visit LexusofCherryHill.com. Sunny, high 88. It's currently 74. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Happy Thursday morning to you, and it certainly is happy compared to Wednesday morning, because the Phils Tuesday night stunk. Wednesday night were fantastic, coming back, showing that grit, heart, determination, and, oh yeah, a big old home run. Grand slam. Ben, you ever hit a grand slam in Major League Baseball?
I hit three.
Wow.
Yes. I hit, my first one was at Wrigley Field.
Wow.
My second one was in Cleveland, and my third one was in Kansas City.
So what does that feel like?
It's, well, next to having children, it's the greatest feeling in the world. I mean, it's like,
well, having children or creating children?
You are something.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, well, two different feelings.
Raising children. It's, you know.
Ben knows the children might be listening. So he's
you
like,
actually thought that might be comparable.
To drive in four guys with one swing, it's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I got to hit, I was very fortunate to hit three of them. Yeah. So
who'd you hit him
when
off?
You asked that, it what? Sounded like you didn't think he'd hit any. Wouldn't it be that crazy?
Listen, it's, yeah, I mean,
think about Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber has 300 career home runs wherever. He only had six before last night. How many career home runs did you have, Ben? How many career home runs do you have?
I only hit 38.
So, I mean, three out of 38, that's pretty
nuts.
Yeah. The coolest one, the cool thing about the first one at Wrigley is I hit it onto the street. And they threw the ball into the bleachers. They threw the ball from the bleachers onto the field, and I got to keep it.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Ben, and it's Wrigley.
Was it you that bunted on Schilling?
Yes.
It was,
Ben. Is that your most famous moment in baseball?
Maybe infamous moment.
Right.
Yes.
So, for those that don't know, Schilling was getting near a no-hitter.
Perfect game.
Was it seventh inning, I think, right?
It was a perfect game.
Perfect game. What inning?
Seventh inning. We're losing 2-0.
And so, a close game. Mm-hmm. So, getting on base.
You're losing 2-0.
So you
get the tying run of the plate if you get on base.
Were you thinking, because this was a big controversy at the time, because you broke the perfect game with the bunt.
Yep.
Were you thinking at the time beforehand, if I do this, this might irk him?
No. I could care less.
Right. Would you have thought that if it was the ninth inning?
No, because I still would have brought the tying run to home plate.
Sure. Okay.
And I thought my quote after the game was, you know, I said, did you see my first two at-bats? You know, and the reporter's like, yeah.
Self-deprecating.
I said, did you really think I was going to get a hit by swinging the bat? We're still playing a game here, right?
But John,
it was early in the season. I think we were in like first place at the time.
John, this was a big controversy because it's one of those unwritten rules
in
baseball.
Did you ever talk to Schilling about it?
Schilling
made a big deal about it, too. Schilling was upset.
Schilling didn't, not as much as Bob Brenly, their manager.
Yeah, Brenly, you're right. Brenly really made a big deal.
He made, and still is not happy about it. But Schilling just said, and this happened back in 2001. Schilling just said, I was surprised because it was him that did it. It wasn't like a speedster. But I got my share of bunt hits for sure.
Good for you. So, by the way, before we get back to the calls, Seltzer just told me Wechter just grabbed the audio of that bunt. Now, I don't know what we're about to play, if this is the Padres announcer or the Diamondbacks announcer. So it could be a totally different way it's presented. But let's listen to that moment. This is, 20-something years ago.
Pitch on the way to Ben Davis. A chopper to second. Got to hurry up with it. No play. A base hit. Infield hit on the bunt for Ben Davis. How do you like that? I'll tell you what. From a macho standpoint, a lot of guys won't like that.
Nope.
To lay down a bunt when everybody's back and get a base hit and ruin a no-hitter will not go well in the fraternity of grown-up baseball players.
I'm guessing that was the Diamondbacks announcer.
It was not. It was Jerry Coleman.
Oh, that's your guy?
Really?
Wow. So even your guy was kind of like...
How do you like that?
Well, they didn't. They're like, I'm going to guess people aren't going to be happy with
Holy
that.
Holy smokes. That's good. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Actually, one thing quickly before we do. John, give me someone else or something else that we haven't talked about today or haven't talked much about that you're looking forward to with tonight's game. I mean, there's so many parts of the team. What else should we be keying in on tonight?
Well, we talked corner, safety.
How about Will Shipley?
He's
your guy.
What I saw from Shipley. I think he's better than Kenny Gainwell. I think he's an incredible compliment to Saquon. You're going to see a lot of option routes and things like that. I'm eager to see Johnny Wilson maul people. He'll get a chance to go out there and they'll cut him loose, and he's got something to prove. He's so gigantic, and it's almost unfair. Just watch him in the run game. That's really going to be fun. He'll destroy people, and they'll love that. I'm interested in the guard competition also. Mekhi Becton is a tackle who's masquerading as a guard, and it's possible that I don't think that competition is just automatically over. It seems like everyone assumes that because he's got experience in this league, he's going
to
be the guy.
Well, I don't think that's the right thing to say. I think it's because he apparently, according to those that have seen
him, taken all the reps.
He's just played a lot better. And yes, like when he came out of the last game after one series, that's what happens when a guy
is going to play.
Has the job.
Yeah. Plus, Steen still looks injured. Everybody who sees him play says he still looks like he's favoring that ankle.
Well, that's better than he stinks.
The fact that Mekhi Becton was
in
there.
I'd rather be kind of injured than stinks.
Yeah, no, that's what people have been saying, is that, you know, he's favoring that ankle.
Understand that Mekhi Becton being in there, that is that sort of further proof that he is competing for the job, like of the offensive players.
Yeah, but if he comes out after one series tonight, that's a big sign that they think he's got the job.
I don't know that.
Well, you would think if they really want to see him what
he's
got.
He's been around this league for a long
time. But he hasn't played guard.
I understand. They know better what they have with him than they do with the other guys. I would think Trevor Keegan is a guy at left guard that could be a real possibility. Yeah. I've heard that. I don't know that that's the case. I'd like to see it proved out against real competition.
All right, one more thing. Seltzer, backup quarterback. Is it up for grabs of who's the number two?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think
should it be?
I don't know if McKee's far enough along. I hate, I'm totally out on Kenny Pickett. So I
you
think
almost said hate.
I almost did. That's why I stopped myself because I don't hate the guy. I just don't think he's a good football player. So I mean, I would think it should be, but I don't. The read I get is it's not.
You know, Ross made an interesting point in the last game. How rare it is that a quarterback who is a first rounder after two seasons with a winning record in pro football gets dumped. That is,
especially with a team that didn't have like a great quarterback. They brought in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields this offseason.
But
like,
that could
they're
be
taking
a,
shots.
That could be a team's way of saying, we think and by the way, they were only slightly above 500 with him. We think we were above 500 with him because the rest of our team was
no doubt.
Better.
Like, without a doubt.
If you remember the draft he went
in the first round in, it was that draft where all the other quarterbacks didn't go to like the third round, end of the third. It felt like he was kind of overdrafted a little bit too.
I'd say so. Another thing that I'd like to watch. Our tight end spot, we know Dallas Goedert is great. I'm not sold on Grant Calcaterra as the number two.
You never are. You're never sold on the backup.
Yeah. Albert O. Like, these are guys who I guess I'd like to know that they're explosive and can threaten a defense. I don't think that our tight end two is good enough right now, in terms of balanced as a blocker and receiver.
We'll keep our eye on that. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, one last thing right before the phone calls. Let's see who can get this. Trivia question for you four. I can't prove this, but kind of know it.
Well, great.
All right, what is the historical relevancy from the way past of why Kenny Pickett was drafted by the Steelers?
Outside the fact that he played at Pittsburgh, you mean?
Relate it to the fact that he played at Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett was drafted.
Oh, wasn't he the first-round quarterback since Marino from Pitt or something like that?
You're on it. The Pittsburgh Steelers passed on Dan Marino in 1983.
Yep.
Wow.
He had played at Pitt. Bradshaw was like at the end.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, nope. Now, there were questions about Marino. That's why he went at the end of the first round. But the Pittsburgh Steelers passed on Dan Marino, even though he was in their back freaking yard.
Wow.
He was a Pitt
Panther.
That's
why they didn't pass on Pickett.
And there is big thought
that makes a ton of sense.
A big part of why they drafted Kenny Pickett.
Yep. Wow.
Yep. All right, let's go to Matt right now. Matt, good morning.
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Matt?
Not much. I've been on the line a little bit. I just wanted to say real quick, Joe, you don't have kids, but that guy that missed the Schwarbaum, you don't take time out with those kids. You need time out from those kids. You don't time out. Not at that age. Coming from a guy with six kids, you don't get that.
Trust me. Let me tell you. When I was ripping him for being his parenting, it was so tongue in cheek. Could you imagine me as a parent? I'd have no clue. No clue.
No, I can't. imagine. No,
just as a parent.
Just wait for life advice coming up because might be a question about kids.
Oh,
so
boy.
We'll find out how good you are at it.
He'd be bathing the kids in the Bowday.
Well,
in the Bowday.
Well, let's settle down a little bit.
Bowday bathing.
But only on Tuesday.
Bowday baby bathing.
You could get a shower, I suppose, because that thing like shoots out of there. If you're not sitting on it, it comes flying out of the toilet at you.
Well, but I got six. Like,
so you could drink out of it like a water fountain?
Yes. Stop.
It is clean water. It actually is clean water.
It is not.
No, it is. It's the
when
same.
It's been around you.
Well, it eventually
so
gets
so is it so clean that you would drink it?
Oh, my God.
Stop.
All right, Matt, what do you got on the Eagles?
Just from what I saw last week with those two statements from each coach, seems like Fangio's got control of his defense.
Yep.
And Sirianni does not have control of his offense unless told. And the answers were ridiculous. Like, the weather – I mean, like John said, we're talking football here. The field's wet. And then Fangio comes off and just gives you a simple explanation of why he wants to play his players. It just sounds more pertinent and like more you know, competent than
Sirianni.
Well, he
confident and competent. It sounds.
You know what, Matt? So I thought last week. I think it was last week. Fangio gave an answer about the difference between outside corner and slot corner that I thought was the most interesting answer to explain the difference. Because some people will say they're two totally different positions. And I've always kind of been like, well, what do you mean? I mean, you're a cornerback. And, you know, and he talked about how inside corner is sort of like what the old linebacker used to be, because you have to support the run far more frequently than an outside corner. And when he described
it, it's also you are playing linebacker.
You're a
sub position. It's called a sub position. You are the nickel linebacker. You walk out. You like, instead of having three inside linebackers, you have two, because the third one became a smaller linebacker because he had to walk out on the slot wide receiver that's now a wide receiver.
You're near the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
And
you're going to have to come up and take on a block from the guard when they run a power. It's possible.
Yeah, Fangio sounds like he knows what he's doing. Matt, give me a big answer. Who or what did you expect more from?
Andrew Bynum. I wanted him to play so bad when that offseason, and he talk about expectations and then just a failure.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
Hell of a bowler, though.
Oh, my God. That's a whole nother thing. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP. Good morning, Jim.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ben? Is this Ben Davis?
Is this Merrill Reese?
What's up, Stu?
I wish I could have been in the booth last night as the Phillies came back in a colossal way. Kyle Schwarber with a grand slam to left field.
This is great.
This is phenomenal,
this is,
dude.
This is Comedy Central
now.
It's
awesome.
Nice job.
It never gets old.
Very good.
So Jim Stewart is the AD at Malvern, and his dad was the head coach for decades at St. Dot's.
Right. So Jim.
The perfect person to have on the phone,
Jim, I'm very intrigued by St. Dot's and St. Bernie. Should WIP broadcast that game?
100%. You won't be let down. You will not have seen anything like it in your lifetime.
That's awesome, man.
Just picture a couple thousand people in Delaware County seeing it's the greatest little reunion. It's actually turned into quite a party as well, but it's a great reunion between lots of great friends in Delaware County. You'll see people as old as people maybe in their 80s at this game.
Wow.
Down to kids that just graduated from those schools the previous year. So it's a great tradition.
That's wonderful,
man. That's so cool.
That's great. All right, well, listen.
And how many kids are in each program? Like, it's 7th and 8th grade. Like, how many kids are we talking about?
Yeah, so that's been the challenge, I would say, in the last 20 years. The roster sizes have depleted a lot with Catholic schools consolidating.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you have a lot of – they're like mini regional teams, I would say. So if you have a roster of 25 kids, I'd say that's healthy, but most of them are struggling to reach around 20.
So a lot of Ben Ericks out there. The quarterback is the safety.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The left guard is the nose tackle.
What did you
play
on offense, Joe?
Yep,
I didn't play offense. I played safety.
Wow, you didn't go both ways?
So I don't think I got a snap on
offense. Were you one of the only kids?
Right?
Who didn't play both ways?
I feel like we all played both ways back in the day.
The good ones certainly did. Justin Fisher played both ways. Ollie White played both ways. Justin Marconi played both ways. Teddy Swain was our wide receiver and our cornerback. Yes. Yes.
Did you at the time notice that you were only playing one way?
I did, but I was proud to be a starting safety, but that lasted two quarters. I literally got benched at halftime of the first game, and that was it.
Wow, That's incredibly fast.
What a career.
You must have played so decisively bad in that one half.
Coach Stank. Halftime. I'm out.
That was his name?
Stank? Well, Stankiewicz.
Oh, okay.
Coach Stank.
That's an unfortunate name for a coach.
Yeah, but he apparently he'd been a great athlete, but had torn his knee. That guy was a cool dude. Jim, give me an answer. Who or what did you expect more from?
I don't know, but all I can tell you is Donahue Funeral Home's the last one to let you down.
So he's a comedian, right, Ben?
I guess that's what this is.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I suppose that's true. Unless you get brought back up. Like, who was it? President Tyler? They brought him up and then they took him. You know, they had to check out whether he got murdered. Wasn't it Tyler?
Was it?
Is that the one who was poisoned?
Yeah, they wondered if he was poisoned. You know how many times Lincoln's body got moved? Lincoln's body.
They don't even know where it is, right?
I don't know about that, but I know for a long time. I think they do know. But Southerners kept trying to raid the body.
So they were hiding
it. They opened the casket a number of times. Lincoln's casket got opened, which is pretty gnarly. All right. So let's do some life advice with the hammer. All right. I want to give this advice before I give whatever becomes the real life advice. If you call WIP, you will have a longer call on the air if you refer to me as Grandmaster Hammer.
Oh, brother.
All right. The caller that said that yesterday, if you notice, he was given more leeway.
Stephen Willigrove.
More leeway for Stephen Willigrove. More leeway for any caller that calls me by one of my proper names, as he gave me yesterday, Grandmaster Hammer. All right, thank you, sir. All right, Seltzer, what does someone need help with?
All right, Pander and Pink Peeper, let's dive in here.
Yeah.
All right, this is a good one. We talked about your potential parenting skills.
I will be the judge.
Yep. But we're getting right to whether you can parent or not. All right, Hammer, what do you do when your son is dating a girl you flat out don't like? My son is 19 and he's dating a girl a year older than him. I really tried to like her and I've gone out of my way to support him. But I have to be honest, I don't like the girl my son is dating. I have seen her lie to him and emotionally manipulate him, and I don't know what to do. She doesn't have a job or go to school. Despite saying many times that she plans to do both things, she never does anything. I've mentioned it in a roundabout way, but he is full on in puppy love with her and I haven't been able to get through to him. Hammer, what should I do?
Well, it's tough. And here's the part that I'll say is toughest. You can't really control it. So what's tough is that it's a bad situation as you perceive it. And all you can do is try to influence it without, you're not the law. I would say, in my opinion, if it's as bad as you presented here, you should probably sit down with your son and have a real conversation with him. Like a stop the presses. Hey, this isn't a flyby comment in the kitchen, as someone moves from breakfast to out the door. No, this is like, son, I want to talk to you. Love you, care about you, looking out for your best interest. I know this might be a little uncomfortable because you love her, or you at least like her an awful lot, but I want to tell you what I say. And please know, if you guys stay together, it doesn't mean that things can't improve from my end of how I perceive her, but I got to tell you what I think I see. And then listen to your son's feedback.
Man,
you are risking.
You're risking
pushing
a lot.
Them together forever.
And pushing him away at the same time.
You cannot say don't do this to when it's about love.
I didn't say don't do it.
I'm just saying this is so
I know.
Sketchy.
You got to get a friend of his to do it.
Look, I understand.
That's an interesting idea, Rhea.
I understand, but I'm also coming. Look, we don't know.
You got to get 100 friends. But guys,
here's what we don't know with these two. Like, hey, I don't think you said how long they've gone out. I don't think you did.
I didn't say.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No, she's a year older than him, is what it says. But I mean, it seems like it's long enough where he's gotten to know her a bit.
My point is, at a certain point, if a dad or mom feels really confident that it's not a good relationship, at a certain point, I think you're doing your child and yourself and your family a disservice if you don't be real. I mean, don't beat around the bush.
If you
be real and drive them together to do the opposite thing that is wrong, like that's what's so scary about it.
Well, it's why I said it's not an easy one.
I think you have to wait for opportunities. I think you have to wait for a moment when you
teaching
notice,
moments.
Like a lie or whatever, and be like, hey, She said this before, and do it in a softer way to kind of start to like
you're
the
discovering it together.
Yeah. Hey, did you notice that? That was kind of weird, yes. Right? That kind of stuff.
So you want to be passive
aggressive.
So it's
not accusatory. Yeah.
I'm trying not
to
push him away.
I'm Dr. Phil.
Exactly.
Like, wow. Here's the deal.
You're a confrontationalist.
Well,
I'm worried about
that. And that is a little life advice.
What was it? Grandmaster what?
Hammer.
Nothing.
No.
Grandmaster Hammer.
Grandmaster, no.
I just can't.
But Ben, you got to admit, that was a
Ben,
caller.
Ben, you need to stop. You're encouraging it.
Ben, you got to admit, that's a great nickname.
No, that's inappropriate.
Grandmaster Hammer. Okay. I appreciate that.
New name at the stadium down here, the Hammer Center.
I'm sorry, say it again, Ben?
The Hammer Center?
The Hammer, yeah, oh yeah.
Stop,
right?
Ben.
I mean, I am looking for the Wells Fargo Center to be renamed.
That's what I'm saying.
What else could it be renamed? Like, forget me, because it's not going to be, like, what? And hopefully it's okay. Hopefully it's not another bank. What can we name it? I'm serious.
Like, whatever company pays for it, it's going to be.
But if it wasn't, what would be a Philadelphia thing? Like, the Jim Gardner Center, Rocky.
The Rush Push Center.
Nick Foles, you know? I don't know. Brian Dawkins, Jason, the Kelsey Center.
How yeah, B-Doc.
Kelsey
Center.
Probably has so much money at this
what
point.
About, like, Kelsey Ben could Franklin Arena. Why don't we go old school?
Ben Franklin Arena.
That. I like that.
Ben Franklin Arena.
Constitution Arena.
I like that. I mean, we used to have...
that sounds tough.
So what we were...
Independence Arena.
Well, wasn't...
Whoa.
I think there was a...
good one?
Anyway, I can't remember. I'm losing my mind. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, life advice, as always, brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. All right, time's yours and a lot of calls up ahead. Plus, more of what Kyle Schwarber said after his big grand slam last night. Schwarber postgame, that's up ahead as well on 94 WIP.
Keep the summer vibes going with a new Lexus from Lexus of Cherry Hill during the Golden Opportunity sales event. They are proudly celebrating 35 years in business. So happy birthday, Lexus of Cherry Hill. They have over 300 new and L-certified pre-owned Lexus to choose from. You will find the Lexus of your dreams at Lexus of Cherry Hill, where they also just have in the all-new redesigned Lexus GX. It's arrived. It's bold. It's confident. Ready for anything. Lexus of Cherry Hill, a veteran-owned and
hey, Jetta Camera here. Isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment? I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades, because PI Dental Center is phenomenal at what they do. They're the best with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth, and PI Dental Center are the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you are looking for year-to-year maintenance and you're in good shape, great. Get yourself to PI Dental Center and they can take care of you from that standpoint. Hope to keep you on the right track. But if you currently, right now, have a big problem, pain, teeth, gums, maybe you don't like the way you look, maybe you've always wanted to get this fixed and never did, know that PI Dental Center can provide the solution you're looking for. But you got to get yourself there. They're located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit that website, PIDentalCenter.com, to request your new patient evaluation.
Brought to you by Groundworks. One way for the Phillies to break out of their slump is to actually hit the ball with runners on base. Kyle Schwarber got the memo.
Yes. A fly ball deep to left field. Going back is Stowers. Back to the wall. Gone! Grand slam! Kyle Schwarber! The 7th of his career, and the Phillies take the lead!
Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Phillies. Phils end their 4-game skid, going on to beat the Marlins 9-5. They'll open up a series tonight against the Nationals. Eagles play their second preseason game at the Patriots. And the New York Giants release former Eagle corner Jalen Mills. ESPN's Adam Schefter says Mills is healthy now and expect it
to draw interest. BQ Basements and Concrete is now Groundworks. New name, same great service. Foundation repair, basement waterproofing, crawl space experts. To book your appointment, go to groundworks.com. Weather brought to you by the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina, sunny high 88. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all summer long at Chesapeake Inn, home of the best live music and tiki bar on the C&D Canal. Visit ChesapeakeInn.com today. To listen to 94WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
This is an epic song, and that Schwarber homer last night was pretty damn epic, especially if they go on the kind of run that leads to the glory we're hoping for. There are moments, and Rhea, you referenced the Jake Elliott field goal. I mean, I think we have always and will always look back on that as a springboard moment. You know, the crazy thing about that game, when Jake Elliott hit the field goal, if you look back on it, they were 1-1, and now, they weren't down when he hit that field goal. The game was tied, so it otherwise would have gone into overtime. But they were playing with fire to get to 1-2, and it was at home against a really bad Giants
team. Terrible.
A really bad, like, that Giants team maybe won, I don't know, four or five, six games that year. So how different things could have been if he misses that field. I mean, I think that was his first game, too. Because Cody Parkey got
hurt? Yeah, I think it might have been. It was either his first or second.
No, Caleb Sturgis had gotten
hurt. Caleb Sturgis. Yeah. Nice.
And so Sturgis gets hurt.
Parkey was the double doink, right?
Parkey was the double doink. Yeah. That's right. So anyway, it was a moment. And he nailed it, and, you know, they took off. And we're hoping that let's listen to Schwarber after the game because, you know, obviously, you know, Schwarber, I mean, he was the dude last night. He talked to Scott Fransky here on WIP postgame. Here's Schwarber on his mindset.
I don't know. You put us in your mindset. What's it feel like for you right now?
I mean, it feels like another win.
Okay.
You know, I mean, this, you know, got to be able to manage a lot of things throughout the course of a year. And, you know, this is one of them, right? And, you know, obviously it feels good to get a win. You know, no one's going to understate that by any means. You know, especially with trying to, you know, get this thing back where we were going. And hopefully we can get a little momentum from this, but also too, you know, you got to be able to keep that same mindset every day of not trying to, you know, go out there and doing too much. And I feel like our guys are doing a really good job of, you know, trying to you know, minimize everything that's going on and just take it a game at a time and go from there.
All right, so good stuff by Schwarber last night and the other players. I mean, let's remember Schwarber's grand slam isn't a grand slam unless three guys are on base, you know, and that comeback wouldn't have amounted to as much if Bryce Harper hadn't busted it. I'm not going to give Bryce, like, kudos beyond belief because he should bust it, but he busted down the line to, you know, prevent a double play and, you know, gets an RBI on the ground ball.
If Rojas doesn't get that infield hit with two out, I mean, that kind of stuff.
That stuff adds up. So you saw fight last night, both before and after the grand slam, because then they kept tacking on after that. All right, 215-592. 94-94. Let's talk to Joe. He's calling from Yaden. Good morning, Joe.
Top of the morning, everyone.
And the rest of the day to yourself.
There you go.
I should say.
First of all, my condolences to the whole crew that Joe's back, the hammer. My condolences.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Joe. Oh man, I thought we were boys.
You're so understanding.
Let me tell you something. Ron Jaworski has something to say to you.
And people know when it's bull.
Works every time.
Correct. It really does. It always gets a laugh. It does every time. Yeah.
Regarding the Phillies, fortunately for them, they're in the National League. Okay. Now, pitching, again, 10 out of 10 times, if you're good pitching, you're going to win. There's a very good chance. You know, being said, now if they were in American League, they'd be in dire straits. Would you agree with that?
If they were in the American League, the Phillies would be in dire straits? No, the Phillies would be one of the best teams in the American League. I don't.
You're better optimistic than I am. Okay, I'll give you that. Also, too, my pick, I'll make it very short. I worked in a warehouse all my life.
Wow.
And we have,
look at you.
It was a challenge, but now I'm 67 years old and doing very well. I'm happy and healthy and wise. Not wise, but healthy. And we have four daughters between my wife and I.
Okay.
And really, as a parent, really tough on them. Really, really tough. Their education, love, communication, it's huge to me. And, of course, you have, you know, rebellions along the way. Or teenagers, they know everything, So, you know, being said, they all went to college. They all get a, graduate from college. They get their master's degree. Sure, the college with that. And I'm so proud of them. And again, they're better than me. I want to be better than me. And that's what I feel about
that. That sounds wonderful.
So, I'm just, what's the answer?
Congratulations.
For sure. Who did you expect more from then?
Which daughter?
Well, you know what? Make an exception here. I'm sorry.
I'm very confused.
One daughter has special needs. One daughter has special needs.
Oh, okay.
So they used her as an example where she only could reach so far, and the sky's wide open for them.
Okay. Listen, Jess, it's a beautiful story that you got. Okay. Well, Joe, we appreciate the phone call, my man. Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
And he worked in the White House for years. How about that? Ben, you ever been in the White House?
No, he said a warehouse.
Oh, I thought he said the White House.
No, warehouse. I worked in a warehouse.
No, that's why I said good for years.
That's why I was confused. I was like,
I thought he said I worked in the White House for years. That's why I was like, good for you. That's cool.
As loud as you turn your headphones up, you couldn't hear that?
No, I totally thought he said I worked in the White House.
I know, they're so loud, Ben. Whenever I'll like host after him or whatever, like I have to I put my headphones on. It's like, oh,
it's part of the problem. He's deafened himself to where he can't hear white or
warehouse. So everybody clearly heard warehouse.
I didn't. So I do think the theory of me having, there's deafness in my family, I may have less hearing than the average bear. Because I have three, my mom had three siblings who were deaf. So I do wonder the trickle-down effect, grandparents to my parents, to me, when I was five, was I hearing less than others? Maybe.
I mean, I think you're definitely hearing less than I am.
Because
I cannot put your headphones on without it being like ear splitting.
Look, maybe it's both issues.
It's like pain.
I don't know.
It's so loud.
I don't know. All right, John, you're going to know this, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The best use of the word pain ever in a movie was said by who?
Oh,
it's easy.
Yeah. Okay. We're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
doesn't even need to be answered.
Answer? No.
Ben, you know the answer, right?
I do not.
I do not either.
Ben, Ray.
Pain.
Prediction? Do you have a prediction for the fight?
Prediction for the fight. Pain. Yes, oh. Mr. T.
Was that that hard? Maverick can't figure that out?
I'm just saying. I just.
No, I'm just saying. Your voice kind of cracked right there. I'm just saying.
Kind of.
I realized.
Wait. You cannot be making
James, James,
like,
I had a doozy before I left. Do you have the
and
one from 2 weeks ago?
It would take a while for that to register.
Right.
Like, he identified the scene properly.
And I knew immediately who it was.
Yeah.
So I heard it.
After
Ben nailed it.
Gave you a pretty big hint there. I mean, all right. By the way, James is going to look up because shortly before I went on vacation 2 weeks ago, I had a voice crack that was, I think,
epic.
Pretty epic.
Yes.
Oh, really?
But we'll get to that. All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll. Questions of the day. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. Let's get John's answer after all the callers have come in. People have weighed in. Should the Eagles play Hurts in tonight's preseason game? Yes or no? John, I know you think he should play.
Yeah.
Do you think others think he should play?
I really don't have a good feel for whether others feel this way. I'm going to say 60% feel he should.
69% do think he should play. All right, second poll question. Which Eagles position battle intrigues you the most? Now, let's all go on the record here. Ben, would you go cornerbacks, linebackers, right guard, or third wide receiver?
I would say right guard.
Yep.
Okay, it's funny because I put that way last on my list.
Yeah,
no, that's
me too.
I got nothing on that. Like, Mekhi Becton's got it, and that's it.
I just think the better they are as a whole, the better off Hurts is going to be.
Yep.
Well, it's an important position. Look, all you need to know is in 2014, when frickin' Chip, or 15, when he frickin' gets rid of Evan Matthews, and who's the other guard?
Mathis. Yeah, and who was the other guard there?
Because they got rid of two guards, and all of a sudden, the season's starting, there's no guards.
Steve Everett? No,
Steve Everett was like in the 90s. Okay. That guy freaking stunk.
Yeah, he was like a top five pick.
Oh, he was nasty.
I was so, we got Steve Everett. And then, boy, did he stink. All right. He was horrendous.
I didn't think it was.
All right, Seltzer, cornerbacks, linebackers, right guard, third wide receiver.
I think linebackers.
I do, too. I think corners had been the most interesting. But because of N'Kobe Dean and Trott Jr.,
wide receiver. This is a huge part of this offense.
Well,
a huge role. If we're going to go zebra personnel, which is three wideouts for a lot of the season, that's going to be a huge.
And John, you know my fear. If AJ or Devontae misses a game or a stretch,
yeah,
it's a big difference quick.
I'm fascinated by the linebacking competition that's heating up now with the youngsters really putting on a show.
I know.
All right, who that's do you exciting think, stuff.
Which position group?
I think wide receiver is going to win this.
Wide receiver, 18%.
Oh,
right guard, 8%. Cornerbacks wins it. 40% for the corners, 34% for the linebackers, 18% third wide receiver, 8% right guard. And with that, let's do what we do.
Hold on.
What?
The all-time screech.
But his point, but I'll say this, his point is a good one. Like, can oh my
wow. God. Wow. Can't tease that not playing.
So, sir, how many do you think we have at this point? Like 15?
So many. I should go through and put them all together.
You should do that.
Yeah, I will. That's a good call.
Why does that happen?
I'll do that.
It happens a lot lately, doesn't it?
Oh. One more.
What's going on with
James,
you?
One more time. Can't.
Like, ooh,
what is that? This like allergies or something?
I do agree. It happened. It's been happening a lot. I know. I almost. I was close. I had to swallow. That was. It happened a lot more lately.
Why did you just swallow right there?
Because there was spit in my
mouth.
Yeah, I know.
Ew. We're a mess over here.
Ew.
Is it spit while it's still in your mouth? Isn't
I think so.
Isn't it spit after it comes out of your mouth?
Oh, I guess it's saliva, I guess.
No,
I don't know.
It's spit in or out.
I don't know. No,
saliva
I don't know
in
that.
Or out. Yes, it's the same.
No, I think it becomes spit after
no.
It leaves your mouth, it becomes spit.
It's spit in your mouth, too.
All right.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Someone's got to ask the Hawk Tua girl. All right, with that, let's do what we do
oh,
every day
my God.
At this time.
Oh.
You didn't say that. Oh. I blocked that out.
Oh, no.
All right, time's yours, and it is it is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
I don't give about the Phillies anymore. It's over. They quit. They suck.
What is this?
Every facet of the game sucks. It's a joke. I honestly now hope they missed the damn playoffs. Screw them. Such a waste of my damn money on them.
Jeez.
That was probably in the first inning.
Is that 2 days ago?
That was probably in the first inning.
Early in the game?
Here's part two. Here's part two.
Do you guys keep track of my calls when I call?
Well, we do.
Yeah, I'm humbled and sorry, Philly. I guess back on again.
Wow.
Damn, Philly.
Okay.
That's
right.
A quick turnaround.
Yeah. I
that
hope
was
he
big of you, though.
Does he really? Hey, Jetta Camera here. Isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment? I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades because PI Dental Center is phenomenal at what they do. They're the best with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth, and PI Dental Center are the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you are looking for year-to-year maintenance and you're in good shape, great. Get yourself to PI Dental Center and they can take care of you from that standpoint. Hope to keep you on the right track. But if you currently, right now, have a big problem, pain, teeth, gums, maybe you don't like the way you look, maybe you've always wanted to get this fixed and never did, know that PI Dental Center can provide the solution you're looking for. But you got to get yourself there. They're located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit that website, PIDentalCenter.com, to request your new patient evaluation.
Brought to you by Groundworks. One way for the Phillies to break out of their slump is to actually hit the ball with runners on base. Kyle Schwarber got the memo.
Yes. Swing on a fly ball deep to left field. Going back is Stowers. Back to the wall. Gone! Grand slam! Kyle Schwarber, the 7th of his career, and the Phillies take the lead.
Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Phillies. Phils end their four-game skid, going on to beat the Marlins 9-5. They'll open up a series tonight against the Nationals. Eagles play their second preseason game at the Patriots. And the New York Giants release former Eagle corner Jalen Mills. ESPN's Adam Schefter says Mills is healthy now and expect it to draw interest. BQ Basements and Concrete is now Groundworks. New name, same great service. Foundation repair, basement waterproofing, crawl space experts. To book your appointment, go to groundworks.com. Weather brought to you by the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina, sunny high 88. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all summer long at Chesapeake Inn, home of the best live music and tiki bar on the C&D Canal. Visit ChesapeakeInn.com today. To listen to 94WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
This is an epic song, and that Schwarber homer last night was pretty damn epic, especially if they go on the kind of run that leads to the glory we're hoping for. There are moments, and Ray, you referenced the Jake Elliott field goal. I mean, I think we have always and will always look back on that as a springboard moment. You know, the crazy thing about that game, when Jake Elliott hit the field goal, if you look back on it, they were 1-1, and now, they weren't down when he hit that field goal. The game was tied, so it otherwise would have gone into overtime. But they were playing with fire to get to 1-2, and it was at home against a really bad Giants team.
They were terrible.
Like, that Giants team maybe won, I don't know, four, five, six games that year. So how different things could have been if he misses that field. I mean, I think that was his first game, too. Because Cody Parkey got hurt.
Yeah, I think it might have been. It was either his first or second.
No, Caleb Sturgis had gotten
hurt. Caleb Sturgis. Yeah. Nice.
And so Sturgis gets hurt. Parkey was the double doink. Yeah. That's right. So anyway, it was a moment. And he nailed it. And, you know, they took off. And we're hoping that let's listen to Schwarber after the game. Because, you know, obviously, you know, Schwarber, I mean, he was the dude last night. He talked to Scott Fransky here on WIP postgame. Here's Schwarber on his mindset.
I don't know. You put us in your mindset. What's it feel like for you right now?
I mean, it feels like another win.
Okay.
You know, I mean, this, you know, got to be able to manage a lot of things throughout the course of a year. And, you know, this is one of them, right? And, you know, obviously it feels good to get a win. You know, no one's going to understate that by any means. You know, especially with trying to, you know, get this thing back where we were going. And hopefully we can get a little momentum from this, but also too, you know, you got to be able to keep that same mindset every day of not trying to, you know, go out there and doing too much. And I feel like our guys are doing a really good job of, you know, trying to minimize everything that's going on and just take it a game at a time and go from there.
All right, so good stuff by Schwarber last night and the other players. I mean, let's remember Schwarber's grand slam isn't a grand slam unless three guys are on base. You know, and that comeback wouldn't have – his homer wouldn't amount to as much if Bryce Harper hadn't busted it. I'm not going to give Bryce, like, kudos beyond belief because he should bust it. But he busted down the line to, you know, prevent a double play and, you know, gets an RBI on the ground ball.
If Rojas doesn't get that infield hit with two out, I mean, that kind of stuff.
That stuff adds up. So you saw fight last night both before and after the grand slam because then they kept tacking on after that. All right, 215-592 9494. Let's talk to Joe. He's calling from Yaden. Good morning, Joe.
Top of the morning, everyone.
And the rest of the day to yourself.
There you go.
I should say.
First of all, my condolences to the whole crew that Joe's back, the Hammer. My condolences.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Joe. Oh man, I thought we were boys.
You're so understanding.
Let me tell you something. Ron Jaworski has something to say to you.
And people know when it's bull.
Works every time.
Correct. It really does. It always gets a laugh. It does every time. Yeah.
Regarding the Phillies, fortunately for them, they're in the National League. Okay. Now, pitching, again, 10 out of 10 times, if you're good pitching, you're going to win. There's a very good chance. You know, being said, now if they were in American League, they'd be in dire straits. Would you agree with that?
If they were in the American League, the Phillies would be in dire straits? No, the Phillies would be one of the best teams in the American League.
You're better optimistic than I am. Okay, I'll give you that. Also, too, my pick, I'll make it very short. Okay, I worked in a warehouse all my life.
Wow.
And we have,
look at you.
My wife and I have, yeah, it was a challenge, but now I'm 67 years old and doing very well. I'm happy and healthy and wise. Not wise, but healthy. And we have four daughters between my wife and I.
Okay.
And I really, as a parent, really tough on them. Really, really tough with education, mm-hmm. love, communication. It's huge to me. And, of course, you have, you know, rebellions along the way. Or teenagers, they know everything. So, you know, being said, they all went to college. They all get a graduate from college. They get their master's degree.
Jeez.
Further college with that. And I'm so proud of them. And, again, they're better than me. I want to be better than me. And that's what I feel about that.
That sounds wonderful.
Nice. So,
Joe,
just what's the answer?
Congratulations.
For sure. Who did you expect more from then?
Which daughter?
Well, you know what? Make an exception here. I'm sorry.
I'm very confused.
One special needs. My daughter has special needs.
Oh, okay.
So they used her as an example where she only could reach so far, and the sky's wide open for them.
Okay. Listen, Jess, yeah. it's a beautiful story that you got. Okay. Well, Joe, we appreciate the phone call, my man. Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
And he worked in the White House for years. How about that? Ben, you ever been in the White House?
No, he said a warehouse.
Oh, I thought he said the White House.
No, oh,
warehouse.
My God.
A warehouse. I worked in a warehouse.
No, that's why I said good for years.
I thought I was confused. That is like,
I thought he said I worked in the White House for years. That's why I was like, good for you. That's
as
cool.
As loud as you turn your headphones up, you couldn't hear that?
No, I totally thought he said I worked in the White House.
I know, they're
for
so
years.
Loud, Ben. Whenever I'll like host after him or whatever, like I have to I put my headphones on. It's like, oh,
it's part
oh
of the problem. He's deafened himself to where he can't hear white or
where. Everybody clearly heard where.
I didn't. So I do think the theory of me having, there's deafness in my family, I may have less hearing than the average bear. Because I have my mom had three siblings who were deaf. So I do wonder the trickle-down effect, grandparents to my parents, to me, when I was five, was I hearing less than others? Maybe.
I mean, I think you're wild. Definitely hearing less than
trait?
I am, because I cannot put your headphones on without it being like ear splitting.
Look, maybe it's both issues.
It's like pain.
I don't know.
It's so loud.
I don't know. All right, John, you're going to know this, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The best use of the word pain ever in a movie was said by who?
Oh,
it's easy.
Yeah. Okay. We're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't even need to be answered.
Answer? No.
Ben, you know the answer, right?
I do not.
I do not either.
Ben, Ray.
Pain.
Prediction? Do you have a prediction for the fight?
Prediction for the fight. Pain. Yes,
oh.
Mr. T.
Was that hard? Maverick can't figure that out?
I'm just saying. I just,
no, I'm just
I
saying.
Heard
your
it,
voice kind of cracked right there. I'm just saying.
Kind of.
I realized.
Wait. You cannot be making
James,
pokey
James,
okay,
I had a doozy before I left. Do you have the
and
one from 2 weeks ago?
It would take a while for that to register.
Right.
Like, he identified the scene properly.
And I knew immediately who it was.
Yeah.
So I heard it.
After
Ben nailed it.
Gave you a pretty big hint there. I mean, all right. By the way, James is going to look up, because shortly before I went on vacation 2 weeks ago, I had a voice crack that was, I think,
epic.
Pretty epic.
Yes.
Oh, really?
But we'll get to that. All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll. Questions of the day. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. Let's get John's answer after all the callers have come in. People have weighed in. Should the Eagles play Hurts in tonight's preseason game? Yes or no? John, I know you think he should play.
Yeah.
Do you think others think he should play?
I really don't have a good feel for whether others feel this way. I'm going to say 60% feel he should.
69% do think he should play. All right, second poll question. Which Eagles position battle intrigues you the most? Now, let's all go on the record here. Ben, would you go cornerbacks, linebackers, right guard, or third wide receiver?
I would say right guard.
Yep.
Okay, it's funny because I put that way last on my list.
Yeah,
no, that's
me too.
Immediately me.
I got nothing on that. Like, Mekhi Becton's got it, and that's it.
I just think the better they are as a whole, the better off Hurts is going to be.
Yep.
Well, it's an important position. Look, all you need to know is in 2014, when frickin' Chip, or 15, when he frickin' gets rid of Evan Matthews, and who's the other guard?
Mathis. Yeah, and who was the other guard there?
Because they got rid of two guards, and all of a sudden the season's starting, there's no guards.
Steve Everett? No,
Steve Everett was like in the 90s. Okay. That guy freaking stunk.
Yeah, he was like a top five pick.
Oh,
he was
nasty. I was so, we got Steve Everett. And then, boy, did he stink. All right. He was horrendous.
I didn't think of who.
All right, Seltzer, cornerbacks, linebackers, right guard, third wide receiver.
I think linebackers.
I do too. I think corners had been the most interesting, but because of N'Kobe Dean and Trott Jr.
Wide receiver, man. Wide receiver, this is a huge part of this offense, a huge role. If we're going to go zebra personnel, which is three wideouts for a lot of the season, that's going to be a huge...
And John, you know my fear. If A.J. or Devontae misses a game or a stretch,
yeah,
it's a big difference quick.
I'm fascinated by the linebacking competition that's heating up now with the youngsters really putting on a show.
I know. All right,
that's exciting stuff.
Which position group?
I think wide receiver is going to win this.
Wide receiver, 18%.
Oh,
right guard, 8%. Cornerbacks wins it. 40% for the corners, 34% for the linebackers, 18% third wide receiver, 8% right guard. And with that, let's do what we do.
Hold on.
What?
The all-time screech.
But his point, but I'll say this, his point is a good one. Like, can oh my
wow.
God.
And can't tease that not playing.
So, sir, how many do you think we have at this point? Like 15?
So many. I should go through and put them all together.
You should do that.
Yeah, I will. That's a good call.
Why does that happen?
I'll do that.
It happens a lot lately, doesn't it?
Oh. One more,
what's going on with
James,
you?
One more time. Can't.
Like, oh,
what is that?
Is this like allergies or something?
I do agree. It happened. It's been happening a lot. I know. I almost. I was close. I just swallowed. That was a lot more lately.
Why did you just swallow right there?
Because there was spit in my
mouth.
Yeah, I know.
Ew. We're a mess over here.
Ew.
Is it spit while it's still in your mouth? Isn't it spit after it comes out of your mouth?
Oh, I guess it's saliva, I guess.
No.
I don't know.
It's spit in or out.
I don't know.
Saliva
about that.
In or out. Yes, it's the same.
No, I think it becomes spit after it leaves your mouth, it becomes spit.
It's spit in your mouth, too.
All right.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Someone's got to ask the Hawk Tua girl. All right, with that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
You didn't say that. I blocked that out.
Oh, no.
All right, time's yours, and it is it is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
I don't give about the Phillies anymore. It's over. They quit. They suck.
What is this?
Every facet of the game sucks. It's a joke. I honestly now hope they miss the damn playoffs. Screw them. It's like a waste of my damn money on them.
Jeez.
That was probably in the first inning.
Is that 2 days ago?
That was probably in the first inning.
Early in the game?
Here's part two.
Do you guys keep track of my calls when I call?
Well, we do.
Yeah, I'm humbled and sorry, Philly. Back on again.
Wow,
Philly.
Okay,
that's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, I
that
hope
was
he
big of you though.
Does he realize how over the top his first call was?
I think so. He seemed pretty tail between his legs there.
Yeah, that was strange. Okay, fair enough.
A badly needed win after a bad loss. Way to go, Fightins. Now take care of them Nationals. Time's yours.
Well, yeah, the Nationals aren't very good.
Did you say Nationals?
They
didn't say Nationals.
Something like that.
Hey, man, we don't give enough love around here to that Joe Wechter. Man, he does such a great job. And I'm not afraid to say he's a damn fine, good-looking human being.
Wait, what?
Time is yours, Joe.
Has to be Wechter's friend. Has to be.
That was Patrick and Tabernacle.
Oh, is that who it was?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. And with that, time's yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, we're still looking for the best answer for who or what did you expect more from. Let's go to Jim right now. Jim, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Jim?
Yeah, how you doing?
Great.
First time caller. I listen to you guys religiously.
Thank you, sir.
I got through, finally. And Joe and James, you might as well hang up on me right now because I will not say the Grandmaster Hammer.
Thank you, Jim.
Well done.
Thank you.
But Jim, you did.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. No, you literally said, "I will not say Grandmaster Hammer." Like you've actually lied,
Joe,
10 seconds
so
into your
annoying.
Call. Like, you're a first-time WIP caller,
poor Jim,
and you
Jim,
lied
I'm
within
sorry.
10 seconds.
you're taking it out of context. Well, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm going to talk about Bryson Stott. And Ben, you might be able to give some insight on this. What is wrong with him? He goes up there, his at-bats, and he's standing there like a statue. I don't get it.
Yeah, they're trying to get him to be a little bit more aggressive in the box, and I think the last two nights have shown that.
Was he taking too many pitches, Ben? Was he trying too hard to take more walks?
Felt like the walks and got bad.
And it threw him off.
Exactly. That's what they were trying to get him to do, be more aggressive. And he was, I know two nights ago, he had three hard balls, and last night he had two hits, so maybe it's going to turn around for him.
I wonder, John, if it's like
they need him too.
I wonder if it's a little bit like Jalen last year, like run less, get down, don't take on a hit.
Too passive.
And it changes sort of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Your mindset. You lose track of what made you good.
All right, Jim, good call here, my man. We're going to start turning two with you right now. You can win the tickets for at the Link to watch the Eagles-Packers game. At the Link, who or what did you expect more from?
I'm going to go a little outside of the box here. I'm going to say, how about Y2K?
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I know he was about to crank up.
Yeah, we didn't say we're disappointed or anything.
No.
It's just, what'd you expect more from?
Listen, that could win. That could win. Andy in Westchester. Andy, give me an answer. Who or what you expect more from?
Adulthood.
Well done.
Oh, boy. Okay. He wants to go back to being a Toys R Us kid. Yeah. Gary in Vineland, New Jersey. Gary, who or what you expect more from?
I can't win, but 90% of the people that call up on Friday for Beat the Hammer.
That's a great answer.
I'm good at trivia.
Except we don't expect more at this point, sadly. Yeah.
So we got one really good non-sports answer, which is Y2K, which is a potential winning answer.
Oh, adulthood's good.
Yeah, but it's not as good as Y2K. I mean,
I thought Ben Simmons was the...
All right. We got Ben Simmons. We got Andrew Luck.
Joe Girardi.
Don Brown, Ryan Sandberg as the manager. But I think it's really Ben Simmons, Andrew Luck, and Y2K.
I like Y2K.
I do too.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Exactly.
Nothing.
World was waiting for this thing to
Nobody
happen.
Nobody in a hospital died because the machine stopped working. Right. Zero people died.
And Ben Simmons is just Sixers fans expect. The whole world was expecting it.
No, that's a good call. All right, Jim, late in the game, coming in, winning the tickets for the Eagles-Packers game, not in Brazil, but to watch that game at the Link while it happens in Brazil. Jim, great answer. Everyone have...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.